Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/bossproject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Today on the podcast, we have our friend, our mentor, the lovely Mama Heather Crabtree from the Savvy community. And if you are not familiar with this woman, what business rock have you been hiding under? Because her Facebook community and her community in general that she has built over the last few years is A, phenomenal, B, literally the online space where Abby and I met. Ah,
sparkles. I know, sparkles and all the confetti for that. So we talk a little bit in this episode about that Facebook group, the legendary Savvy community where we met online, and how it's transitioned over the years, how she's grown from, you know, just a couple hundred members to over 13,000, and how that evolved into her bringing on a membership community where she hosts female entrepreneurs from all over the world and helps train them and coach them. And then the programs that she's brought along with her, and even her walk with cancer and how she's been able to walk with her daughter as she's gone through stage 4 cancer, and what it's like balancing a business and, you know, a chronic illness like cancer, and how that's affected her as a person and, you know, really made her stronger and for the better. So this is a little bit of a roller coaster of like really happy and really sad.
Like a bit of a downer.
But know that it comes from a good place, and we are so excited to have her on.
OMG, how has it taken us this long to get your butt on our show?
For reals.
Guys, if you don't know who the voice, that was the online god known as Heather Crabtree, Savvy Business Owners, a.k.a. Online Entrepreneur Matchmaker, a.k.a. Rockstar Mama, all of the things, badass event thrower, feeler, maker of tears. I feel like I'm like introducing a princess on Game of Thrones that has like Mother of Dragons. I'm going to throw that in too.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah, Khaleesi.
You're a Khaleesi of the online entrepreneur world. I love it. Welcome. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be here.
Are you serious? I am super excited to be here. And yeah, how has it taken this long? Like, we've known each other for 20,000 years.
Yeah, literally, we've known each other before Abby and I knew each other.
Yeah. Yep.
Because for those of you who don't know, we met and are literally business partners because of Heather's group.
I remember talking to each of you before you became business partners. Mm-hmm. Very, like it was yesterday.
Yeah. So like, cool. Hey, should we do this? And you were like, no, don't do it. And then we're like, oh, F that, Heather. She doesn't know anything.
Totally true.
We did it anyways.
Totally
now
true.
Now we're like, hey, anyone who wants to be partners, don't do it. Even though we love each other and it works so well for us, the way that it works for us, we know that it is not replicatable. And like it's not going to happen like that for anyone else. And so
it doesn't work like that for most people. You guys have
to do it.
You guys are like a hidden gem of magical goodness.
Quite literally.
That's true.
So why don't you explain to us for everyone who may have, they've probably heard of Savvy Business Owners, the Facebook group, and maybe they've joined pretty recently and it looks pretty differently than what it used to back in the day of 2015.
Back in the day.
Don't we call it like the OG, the original generation?
Yeah.
Like Savvy group.
So how has it kind of changed, and what was the purpose of it even starting?
You know, I just wanted a place to be that I felt that I was a part of and that I felt like there was people like me. Mm-hmm. In every career I've had or every, I guess, industry I've been in, which I've been in a lot. I've been attorney, I've been wedding and event planner, turned consultant, business coach. And when I was in those industries before, I just felt like I was never a part of it. I always felt like an outsider. And I didn't like that because I was the gal that was like always bringing people together, always been about community since I was little. I grew up in a very big family. And so every Sunday we got together. So that just came naturally to me. And I was like, when I went to college and when I was in a sorority, which I thought I would never do because that's not really me, but it became me. And then when I went to law school, I like was the president of the female entrepreneur, you know, female law society or whatever. And I just found myself like wanting to bring people together because there were always people trying to divide all of us. Mm-hmm. And so, and put us in, you know, label us and put us in our box. And I hated that. And so I was the girl that was kind of like, oh yeah, you're from this part of my life. You're from this part of my life. Yeah. Let's all come together and like unite. Cause that's where the goodness really happens. And that's kind of what happened in the Facebook group.
Yeah. It sounds to me exactly like my best friend. Like her entire goal in life is to make all her friends friends. So she only has to show up to one place.
I like that. I like that. That's not what my intention is, but yes.
Yeah. Lazy way of friend hacking. Well, I love that. And I've known that about you from day one. And I really, really resonated with the Facebook group and its intentions and its purpose. And this episode could get like me crying and like thanking you for a lot of things. And I'm going to really avoid that as much as I can. But in all honesty, like anyone who's listening, the mentors that you're looking up to and the people who you just admire and just like how they go about doing business, like take note of the reasons why you do that and how you can emulate that in your own business, because it's truly the foundation of what Savvy gave for me is like, no, I can create a space where people feel comfortable and feel themselves and feel accepted. And just because I haven't had that my whole life doesn't mean that that doesn't exist and doesn't mean that I also can't create that for other people. So it really, truly helped shape a big way of how our business was going to go about doing things and its message and all of that stuff. So
yeah, I think the cool thing is for me as like the old lady in the group, the original Savvy. I think the coolest part for me is to watch all of y'all like come in and do like majorly big things and like blow it up. And I know that there's some leaders out there that they feel that if their students or their members like take off and do really well, then they get like, oh, but they're not listening to me anymore. Or, you know, I help them get there. And, you know, there's been parts of times where I'm like, I'd love a little shout out from, you know, some people. Like, I helped you a little bit. But, and you guys have always been so gracious to me. But I think that just to watch you guys, you ladies fly and do the darn thing. I don't know if I'm allowed to go somewhere.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not usually a person that curses a lot, but
it's fine.
But that's the cool part for me to like just watch everyone do their thing and like take off, and it's really magical. That's the fun part of being like the leader of the group. So
well, we started adding in a slide at the end of our webinars that's literally just, it's full of logos and it's none of our shit. Like it's nowhere where we've been featured. It's nothing we've done. Yeah. And it's like, Megan did this, Jordan did this, this person, like, and it's like logos of Southern Weddings and the Today Show and Etsy board of like strategy and like all of these ridiculous things. And I'm like, our little babies are doing these amazing things. And I think that's so incredible.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. That's the funnest. That's the funnest part for me.
It is. Welcome. We'll bring you to the Midwest a little bit as well.
I'm a Midwest girl. Don't forget.
Oh, we won't forget. Don't worry. So talk to me about the like actual group itself. Like, are there specific things that you invested in up front, time-wise or energy-wise, that have really shifted over time, or how has that changed for you?
Yeah. I mean, we've done a lot of things. I'm a person that I like to test things out and see what works. And, you know, I know you girls like the, you know, tweak and repeat it.
Yeah.
That's your thing. I love that same thing. I love figuring out what's working and being okay with what's not and just moving forward. And I think that it's hard because when I first started, it's so different. The Facebook groups themselves. I mean, it's only been what, 3-4 years now, I guess? No, three and a half, I think, that we've had the Facebook group. It seems like 10 years, but there's so much that has changed over those 3 years, you know? And so I think what worked then does not work now. So I don't give strategies that I used when I first started because the strategies don't work the same as they did then. What I do tell you is that the foundation is always going to be the same. And that's connecting with people, being real, showing your true self, giving, and just letting the light shine on the members and stop focusing so much on yourself. I see so many groups that the leader of it is like, look at me all the time. And I think you have to do that in a way that is like, you know, people know it's your group.
Right.
But I also think that shining the light on others, mm-hmm. it's what's going to make your group like be better. And I also think don't focus on the numbers. You know, I know that's so hard and I know when people say that they're like, oh yeah, you can say don't focus on the numbers because you got 13,000 in your group.
I wish I could turn it off. Like I don't want anyone to see that number.
Well, and it's harder. As you grow your group, it becomes a lot harder to really stay true to the mission and the reason why you started the group. Because when you started and you had 300 people, 1,000 people, you were like connected, like that was your girl gang. That was, you know, you knew everything about them. And I know you girls know when you get to, you know, thousands and thousands of people, that almost becomes impossible.
It can't happen. It just can't. Yeah.
Like I'm one person. You guys are two. So maybe a little bit easier. But
Right. No, it's difficult. So I'm going to ask you for real. In the wake a couple months ago of everyone and their mom shutting down their group, why didn't you shut down your group?
Okay. Honestly, I thought about it probably 20 times before all of them started shutting down.
I heard you think about it. Like
tears. Like, yeah. I want to quit. I am over this. Yeah. Mama Crabtree is gonna, I'm done. Because I see the potential with it. I see the connectivity. I think Facebook is changing up a lot of things. And I think it's good. It's interesting. I think it's going to be different. I see that it's as group owners, probably in not to the too distant future, it's probably going to cost us mm-hmm. to have these people in our group. And you have to think of like, is that something you want to pay for?
Right.
You know, is that mean something to you? And so I thought about all these things. But the cool thing is I saw a lot of people shutting down groups that they had 40,000, 50,000, 100,000 people. And I think it's cool that when things become bigger than you, right?
Right.
But that was just, it just got out of control. They had no control over it anymore. And I think our group is really still very thoughtful. And when they're interacting with each other, I think, you know, the savvy OGs are helping the younger people. And so I really think that I could say I want to shut it down because that would be easier for me and my team that have to keep control of it. But it's not about me. So it's bigger than me now. And so I do think you have to have guidelines, really strict guidelines. I think you have to be able to, you know, boot people out when they're not behaving properly. Like if you're going to be negative Nancy in my group, you're going to get out because I can't deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But to be really honest, I thought about it a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, for sure.
I think it was a good choice. I think staying was a good choice. Cause I remember when I heard you first talking about it, I was like, oh shit. Like is like literally what's going to happen. So many people, not just your group or our group or anyone, like the connection that people have with that space. I mean, I remember our people freaking out in that wake of like, oh my God, you're going to shut it down. This is where I go every day. Mm-hmm. And so we had to kind of gut check our audience a little bit of like, as much as I want to provide this for you, I'm not going to be able to forever. So please don't put all your eggs in this basket. Like it might not be forever. And that's not in my control because I don't own it.
Yeah. I think there's two things. I think there's as the leader of the group, as the owner of the group, there's things you have to think about. Like, is this feeding into your business? Yes. Is it taking away more than it's feeding into it? And for me, honestly, all my students, all my members of the membership, all of my program gals, everything I sell, they're from that group. So for me, it's like, I understand why people did it, and to each their own. I know a lot of all those amazing people that shut theirs down, and I think to each their own. But for me, I was like, wow, that for me, it felt like I would be turning my back on all those people that gave me life, that really are the reason why I have my business. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that Facebook group started this mm-hmm. business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's not to say I'll always keep it open. I think it's interesting having a membership site and having a really, really active Facebook group. And I'm sure we'll talk about that. But so that's one of the challenges when it's so active. Like, how do you give so much for free in that group, but still have your paid thing, especially with a membership site?
Deal with that all
but
the
yeah,
time.
We're finding. Yeah. Yeah, we're finding ways to make it work. We're having to adjust a lot of things right now, actually. So
talk to us about that transition. You had this mm-hmm. active Facebook group, and then you announced, I feel like it was the beginning of this year, that mm-hmm. you were going to open a membership site. So now you've had like a solid 9 months in that. What are your takeaways from transitioning, and what would you do differently?
Well, okay, so we can't leave out like the major life moment that happened for me. So let me set this up for you. Yeah,
let me set this up for you.
So I announce it that we're opening it up, and I think we announced it in like November that we're going to do the membership site. We launched it in January. February, my daughter is diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, y'all. Like, Like the sky opened up and said, I hate you, Heather Crabtree. Yeah. So to say that the membership has been easy, I think a lot of it has to do with like life dumped a lot of crap on mm-hmm. me and my family and my husband and my kids. And, you know, that affected my business like big time, because I'm always a person that I've always been really in it. I've been really engaged. I know the people. I'm chatting with them all the time. And honestly, February hit.
And you were.
And I'm also a mama. And mama is my number one. Well, wife and then mama. And my mama part of me took over. Mm-hmm. And so the cool thing is that I have a great team. And I built that team over the past 2 years. And so we were able to keep the membership going. The membership saved my business, honestly. Mm-hmm. Because I was just finishing up my group program, my 6-month group program, the Savvy Business Circle. And that last month was really hard. And I actually had to let a couple people go, give them their money back, because it was just so hard for me. I was like, my mind couldn't go there. Right. But the membership really, so at that time I kind of had stopped all my passive stuff because I didn't have time to launch them. Like, I couldn't get in that mindset. And so my membership is the only thing I had going. So had I not had that, it was one of those, like, as hard as it was, the stars aligned and it was meant to be, and it was meant to happen at that moment. And that's what's held my business together, really, to be able to like pay the people that work for me. I have 6 gals that work for me, and I got to pay them a lot of money. So yeah. So then since February, so we started out with the membership. Really, it's obviously trainings, community was a big part of it. So what I've learned is that people are so used to going to the free membership, the free group, that they don't want to talk in the membership site. Like the forums, I'm like, where is everybody? And they're like, well, we're talking to everybody in the group. And I'm like, crap, you know? But, and so what we are doing is we had I think what made our membership a lot different than other people's memberships is it had the training, it had the community already there, but then we had the meetups. Mm-hmm. But I think what I found is with meetups, even though people are paying, there's something about like the accountability of actually showing up for them mm-hmm. that started to dwindle. Mm-hmm. And so we're actually next month, we are moving to masterminds. And so we are having little mastermind groups that will be led by leaders of our community. and they'll all be online. We had virtual, like virtual meetup groups already. And I think this is going to, I think this is going to be a really good switch. I think it's what's needed. The cool thing is, like you ladies do, I see you do this all the time and you say this, yeah. You know, tweak it and repeat it. You got to find what's working and what's not. And when you see what's not, like I am a big, like quick, make the change. I don't need to try this out for another 6 months to make sure it's working right or not. Like that's not me. And my team are really, they know me. They know that Heather comes up with crazy ideas all the time or she'll make a change and she wants it done next week. And so they've adjusted to kind of like how I roll and they're amazing. Yeah. So
were your forums or are your forums on your membership site? Are they, they're not in Facebook then? It's like a built-in form feature on a,
yes.
on a, like a
WordPress site? Yes, I spent thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to build this membership site. I think it was like $15,000 I spent already. And then there's, you know, the upkeep. I mean, just to be really honest, you know, I'm not saying this is the way to go.
No, 100%.
I would say for most people, if you're starting a membership site, especially if you're not an established business person that, you know, I've been an entrepreneur for 15 years, so I can kind of know what the roller coaster looks like and I've adjusted to that. But if you're not, if you're newer, do not spend $15,000 on developing something until you can prove that it will work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you're the second person now that has talked about how people literally just like forums, they don't know how to use them. They don't like communicating on. They're not searchable. They're not easy. And we've seen multiple people who've done the membership thing, have the forums to have that communication, and then literally are begged to open up like a secret Facebook group just for those people. So it's so funny because I'm like, oh, Facebook, like you're still here and it's still so user friendly. And then for our audience right now, we offer the Facebook group for a paid program of ours as a bonus. And then we get the people who are like, but I don't like hopping on Facebook because I get distracted. So can we have somewhere else? And I'm like, you guys.
Oh, yes. This is what we are heading into. Again, I look at it as a business, as the business owner. As the business owner, my Facebook group is basically the start of my funnel, honestly. I feed people into the Facebook group because it's a great place to be. They kind of get warmed up there. They understand what savvy is. That's the place to go. Mm-hmm. And then I have a savvy business roadmap that people can download for free. And that's kind of where when you're coming in and you're newer, you start out. The people that have been in there for a while, it's crazy because I think, oh, you know, these people aren't going to still continue to be in here and chat. And they do because they're getting business off of like, and they're collaborating. And, you know, there's been multiple people that have become business partners in the group. And so I think for me, like that's going to be the front end. And with the membership, it's not going to be. So in the masterminds, you will have your own forum. And I think that will work well. I just think going there, like having another place to go to chat when you're only really going there to like get some quick training or to get, you know, whatever you're going there for, it just wasn't working. And so with this change, we will have forums. So each training has like a forum so you can ask questions. I really want the forums to be more about connecting with me and my team and asking us questions. And then if you have like questions you want to talk about like the trainings and you can actually go back to the Facebook group and talk about in there. I think it's just going to work better.
So any tech person listening needs to create the learning version of Facebook where there's not the social aspect, but you can socialize with your peers in a way of sharing content and ideas because there just needs to be that happy medium because we have the discussion forums underneath lessons too, but it's
no. And I think the cool thing is about Facebook is I think that's where they're going. I think it's going to be a more where the group is. They're coming up. I've read a lot about this and what they're going to be doing. I think I resisted so much because, you know, you always hear, keep it on your platform, keep it on your website. Right. And so I did that. But it was a conversation we had a lot at the beginning and we've continued to have throughout the membership, whether Facebook is a part of that or not. And I think it has to be. We're not going to integrate Facebook like into the, so you have to like go into the membership. Right. But we're just going to make sure people are in there for, basically you're going to be going in there for all the trainings and for the masterminds.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business?
I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that helped me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Money issues are a common stressor in any relationship. Monarch Money is the top-rated personal finance app that can get you and your partner on the same page without any extra cost. Monarch has built-in collaboration features, so together you can see your finances, budget, and get insights on your cash flow. It's the easiest way to manage any household finances. I've tried other finance apps in the past, and they didn't work the way I wanted them to. I don't want to stress over finances. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. Monarch has a tool that allows you to easily import your data from Mint and keep all of your tags and categories. Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to get set up, customize, and use. Monarch prioritizes my privacy, and they'll never sell my data to third parties. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/strategy. That's monarchmoney.com/strategy for your extended 30-day free trial.
So talk to me about the thing that I feel like you've just launched in the last like couple weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm forgetting the name, but like your all-inclusive stuff.
Yeah. So it's called the Savvy Accelerator. And the reason why I came up with it, again, I paid attention to what was happening with the Savvy Business Circle, which was my 6-month group coaching program. And what was happening with all the gals was that they were coming out and being rock stars, but they were still solopreneurs. And so all the stuff that they learned and knew to do, they couldn't physically do themselves. And so now we're running, and it took six months.
Right.
Not that it took them 6 months, because usually the first month they're like, oh, whoa, this is like a game changer. I think what happens is that there's so many entrepreneurs. We know them. The three of us have not been those people, but we know them. They promote this get rich quick, you know, you're going to make millions, take my program. And I'm like, yeah, that's not reality. And yes, you can learn a lot from, you know, you guys do amazing things with the courses and the products that you put out, and you're giving like such amazing value, but there's so many people that don't. And the thing is with mine, I wanted to create, again, this community of 20 women. They were in it for 6 months, and it wasn't just a get rich quick kind of thing. And I take them back to the really, we start with the foundations of your Like, what are the foundations? Do you know your why? Do you know your mission? Because people forget that. They step over that and then they go, oh, you know, they hear people saying, make a profit, you know, make $5,000 in 1 week. And I'm like, that does not usually happen. It's BS. Stop, you know, stop with the nonsense. And so, but what was happening in the 6 month program was that they would get to the end and they knew all the stuff to do and they were so tight as a group, but they didn't have the resources to really accelerate. And so that's what we're doing. It's a 10 week intensive where I come in, I assess your business. Amanda, who's my freaking rock star sidekick, she is the calm to my crazy. I come up with the ideas. She figures out how we're going to execute them. And she's actually manages the project. And then we have all of our team that comes in and does your content for you, your graphics. Because like I said, I've worked really hard to create this team that is like, well, is my family. Yeah. And I want to bring that family to other people. So it's our premium offering. It's not for the new business owner that, you know, it's for someone that's, you know, probably into six figures. And yeah, it's 10 weeks, a really intense, like, let's come up with the plan. Let's actually do the work for you. And let's get your business like rocking and rolling. Well, so,
and I think the thing to take away for everyone listening is that I think, you know, they see us or other business owners who kind of follow our method of like, okay, you go from one-on-one services to creating courses and now you're selling to thousands of students, and that intimidates them and it scares them and it like prevents them from doing something like that. But I feel like you've really found that perfect happy medium with a lot of the products that you've launched where you're like, no, I'm keeping it intimate to 20. I'm keeping it intimate to 12. And those are very like deliberate decisions. And I love that. And so I think it's very encouraging for people who might want that really intimate, almost one-on-one atmosphere, but where you don't have to keep getting one-on-one client after one-on-one client. Yeah. You're like in that middle ground, and I really like it.
Yeah. I mean, I've done courses and I've done it where, you know, you sell a whole bunch and I love that too. And we'll do more of that in the future. It's just, it's kind of, you know, for me, it's where my life is really dictates where my business is. And so I have to find things that I still need to be connected to people in like a really deep way. It's just my core of me. I like chatting with people and really getting to know them and knowing their family and their life and keeping up with them. I mean, you know, with you guys, seeing P and and watching her grow and, you know, following Abigail, you know, everything that you've went through, Abigail. And that's what like being an entrepreneur and being like in this world and knowing that and like having people's back and like cheering them on through those times is what it's all about. And I think that sometimes we forget that, you know, we get wrapped up in like, let's make millions. And then we forget that, you know, people are people and we need the relationships too. Well, so
speaking of people, like, I feel like you kind of glossed over it. And for people who aren't like intimately involved in your community or know you personally, they might not realize like the ridiculousness that your life has been this year. And so you mentioned your daughter had cancer or has cancer.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit, because I know a lot of people listening have been through crazy traumatic things. They suffer from depression and anxiety. They live with chronic pain, whatever. You are one of those people that I think a lot of people look up to and say, I don't know how she is such a great mom and manages the business she does. So talk to us a little bit about blending everything and how you've been able to keep the business running despite everything that life's
been. Despite living in a hospital. Like,
yeah, for real. You know, okay, so let's just put it out there. Life is not always fun and happy. And a lot of the times you don't see a lot of the really crazy moments of our life. Mm-hmm. And that's because my daughter's 10, she's kind of that preteen. I'm protective of her and what she's going through. I don't want her to get later in life and say, gosh, you told my story. You didn't let me tell it. And so I always ask her like what I can, I get approval from what I can share and what I can't. And I think as a family, and if you do follow me, you've seen this probably, but As a family, our motto is positive attitudes and grateful hearts. And, you know, I've been through things like this before. My dad died when I was 23 years old in law school, when he was 44. You know, my grandparents, I've had lots of family members pass away from heart disease and cancer throughout my life. It's almost like I have a ritual for like going through these things because it's become just so normal in my life. But to say it's been easy, it hasn't. Like I said, with the membership, with my business got hit really hard. This year has been really, really hard for me. But I've come back, and this is what I've always said, and I want to come back to this, is that your business has to fit within your life. You can't try to fit your life and your business, because if you try to fit your life and your business, when something doesn't go right, everything implodes because you've been focused so much on your business and you forgot about the people who actually surround you, that actually take care of you and help allow you to have your business. And so for me, like, my husband is amazing. He's an attorney. And so he actually can't go to the office. So, cause we have to be here. My daughter's at home, either here or in the hospital all the time. She can't go to school. She can't be around people very much because she still has stage 4. Yes. Stage 4, like cancer all throughout her body. And so I think for me, you know, I have my moments. We all do, where you roll up in a ball and you cry in the closet and yeah. You hit things and you say, this isn't fair and this sucks and why me? But I think if you allow yourself to stay there too long, then you'll never get up. Mm-hmm. And so, and I know, here's the thing. I know that I'm so grateful for the people in my life and my community, the Savvy community, my mm-hmm. neighborhood community, my family, everyone have been so giving to me. I mean, and didn't have to. No one has to do this stuff, right? But when people, I mean, still today, every day we get gifts in the mail from London. And most of the time it's from people that have never met her, never met me. A lot of them are from people that all over the world that have met me through Savvy or through the Instagram or something. And that to me is like the legacy that I want to leave. You know, what can I show my kids that being a business owner and being a strong, independent mama and woman, yes, hear me roar, I am definitely that girl. But I also want people to know that running a business is more than running your business. And if you can't see that, you've got to find that within you. Because to sustain your business, you've got to find that core that you're going to dig deep into and say, no matter what, yeah. This is going to keep me going. But it's not all pretty, you know, it sucks. A lot. Yeah. And luckily, again, I'm grateful that I have a really amazing team that has been able to think for me, do all the stuff for me when I wasn't able to do it. That has really been the key for me, for my business, for my personal life. You know, I have my sister who actually just had a baby. I mean, we had a lot going on. My mom just moved here to Phoenix. But those people are what get me through it. And I think that's yeah, to not give credit to my husband and my sister and my mom and my son and all those people. And then just people in general that just, you know, we talk so much about all the bad that's happening in the world and all the bad people are. And I think it's more glamorous, right, to talk about all that negative crap. There's a lot of good, amazing people and a lot of good in the world. Today, my daughter, actually, I have to tell you this story really quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's about leaving this legacy, not only for my kids, but for other business owners yeah. of like, this is what it means to really be an entrepreneur in full. My daughter went today, you know, she has no hair, bald. She's still going through a treatment. So she went to the hospital to have her blood counts done today. And she said, Mom, I'm cutting people's hair today. I'm giving back. I'm going to do this community thing where we cut the nurses and doctors' hair. And then they're making wigs for kids with cancer. Mm-hmm. And that to me is like, I did my job.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah. And I think even like outside of your daughter and your family, but realizing how your community has rallied around you and given you grace and supported you and been there, like that's a direct reflection on how you've raised that community in the same sense. And so,
like, yeah, thank you.
Everyone listening, of how why giving back and why putting my time into things that are free and like why showing up for all of these people and what's the payback? What's the payback? It might not be a purchase of that program. It might be when you need them the most. And I think that that's really what's like shown up this year for you. And so great job.
So true though. And that, you know, yes, I can say, oh, that's because of me, but I think you have to, you know, when I take it back to like the strategic Facebook kind of thing, when you start your group, you have to start it with intention of what you want it to be.
Oh yeah.
Because if you don't have that intention up front, it will go and have a life of its own that might not align with how you want to run your business or how you want to run your life. And so as a leader, you have, that's on your shoulders to make sure the intention is there and that, you know, you make sure that everyone's kind of following the rules and making sure the mission, you know, they know the mission and what it stands for to be a part of that. And because when people say they're a savvy, like that's a big deal to me.
Yeah.
I don't take that lightly. You know, people came up with that word.
Yeah.
I never said, hey, you're savvies. Everyone else started saying I'm a savvy.
Yeah.
And I think I have an obligation to make sure that I uphold. But also, you know, we're talking about like the realness. I think my obligation is also to be real and say, hey, you know, entrepreneurship, it sucks sometimes. And to say that it doesn't and to try to put this glossy, everything's magical and rainbows and, you know, sparkles is just BS. Like that's not how it goes. And if that's what you think as an entrepreneur, what it's going to be like, then you need to go work at a corporate job or something. Cause that is not the reality. You have to be able to, you know, go through the ebbs and the flows and kind of ride the roller coaster. Oh,
yeah. The amount of time I've spent crying and yelling and dancing and screaming and cursing is quite a long time, guys. Like being an entrepreneur is
pretty dramatic.
It's
all right?
Dramatic for sure. And I think we like attract a lot of drama because they're just people who like to be themselves. And sometimes
it's just it's a heavy emotion. It's not necessarily drama, but it's like,
true.
Oh girl,
right?
You were just yourself, and I respect that. But it's a lot. A lot.
We need to draw the line. Yeah.
I know everything about your life now.
Yeah. I think that's another thing I will say. It's hard to tell where that line is. But I think as, you know, I'm sure that you gals have gone through this too. As an entrepreneur and as a leader of a group, sometimes people think they own your life.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm sorry, first of all.
I wish you could see the head bob now, guys.
First of all. You know, we are all people and we all want to be heard and seen. And I get that. But you don't own me. Mm-mm. I don't have to do anything. Yes, do I deal with the consequences of what my actions are? Absolutely. But you're going to deal with yours too. And so you're not going to come in when it goes back to like, you know, people that I adore and I feel like are my sisters. You're not going to come in and try to bully them.
Get out with that.
Because I will stop it quickly. And, you know, and so for me, it's, I think you have to be real. And I've done like, you know, crying on Instagram. Guys, it's been a bad day, you know, but that can't be your every day. And if it is your every day, then number one, that's okay. We have those times in our life and we all need help, you know, that's why we have therapy and, you know, all that stuff. But I think that if you don't have those moments of realness, then you're just painting that picture that isn't true about entrepreneurship. And for all of us that are trying to be like, you know, this is the real deal, it makes it harder because you're making it harder for us to educate, you know, the kids coming up.
All the babies
coming up in the world. I just turned 40 this year, so I feel like I can say that now. Yeah. And I think we have a responsibility to like uphold that and say like, you know what? I get it that you're going through some stuff, but the attitude, like my mama would tell me and like I tell my kids, you need to drop it, you know, and act like an adult. And if you have a problem with somebody, go fix it yourself. Don't come in my group and try to, you know, blast, put somebody on blast. Not going to happen. Not going to work. Yeah.
I deleted like three. I don't know. Or the group goes in ebbs and flows of what's like popular types of posts of what other people are doing.
Yeah.
And like this week I've deleted three posts that have hashtag I'm about to vent or hashtag vent. And I'm like, oh, no, like it serves no purpose. Get it out of here. You're just bitching in my group and it makes everyone like do their own bitching on this thread.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yes. Mm-mm. Yes, because once you start it, it's like the Pringles. Once you start, you can't stop.
Like, what's the lesson learned? How can you teach others? And that's how you can sell it. But I don't want to hear you're just vent mode. Lord.
Yeah, no. Nobody's got time for that.
Also, I feel like we just learned like so much about you and I'm super excited. For anyone who's like not as obsessed with Heather as we are, sorry that you just got all of this wonderful information. Okay, let's head into talk strategy to me. And for people who are really seeking, they know they're wanting to connect. They know that's part of their personality and they want to bring communities together. What are some steps that they can start looking at in their business to create that atmosphere for them and others?
Yeah, I think the first thing you have to realize is that not everyone connects the same way. You know, I'm very extroverted, so I'll go in a crowd and be like, hi, my name's Heather. Have you met this person? This person, meet this person. That's my natural being, you know? Not everyone's like that. And so I think you have to know, are you that type of extrovert or are you more introverted? Because how you're going to connect people and you to connect with people and then you connect people to other people is going to be different. And so I think for me as an extrovert, you know, I'm all about finding, for me, I will tell you, for me personally, I see the potential in people before people ever see it within themselves. And so I really work hard in shining the light on it for them and for other people to say, did you know this? And I think that is a tool that more people need to use. Like, don't make it about yourself. How can you help other people? Because when you flip that and it's more about them and not about you, you will attract more people. And then I think if you're more introverted and like going into a conference and going in the middle and going, oh my gosh, there's no way I'm talking to anybody here. Like meet me outside in the corner one-on-one and that's the only way.
Then
do that. So probably what works better for you is finding people that you really want to connect with, having a virtual coffee chat, connecting online. You know, you're probably not going to connect in person right away. You know, that needs to be, that's down the line after you've dated for a few times. And so those are the two ways that I think.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to reach out to people though, because I think people say this all the time. And I know you guys get this too. There's missed opportunities because people are too afraid of the word no. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so do not be afraid to ask a question and get the answer no.
Yeah.
Because it's not a no, you know, I didn't make this up. I forget who said this, but someone really like famous and making millions of dollars. But, you know, it's only a no right now. It doesn't mean a no forever. And so that opportunity is there that maybe, you know, okay, let me give it a really specific incident.
Yeah.
When I met you gals, you know, you hadn't even become Think Creative a Collective, but we connected and I loved you so much. And when I asked you guys to speak at my conference, you hadn't spoken at another conference before, but I believed in you guys so much and you rocked the stage and you did an amazing job. And I know that like it gave you the confidence to do more of that. And so for me, it's like, seeing that potential, when I already knew your business was amazing, I knew you two were amazing, but I needed just more people to see that in you.
Yeah.
And so giving people the opportunity when maybe it's not the easiest thing to do, because a lot of people will surprise you, although it wasn't a surprise for me that you guys were so amazing. But, you know, I say that about everything, even the people that I hire.
Yeah.
Most of them are not known people before I hire them. And a lot of them have just started out in their business. And I would like go on the sword for those girls.
Oh, so, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yep. I get it. I love it. Yay. Well, how about other than the Facebook group, how about you tell everyone where they can hang out with you online? And then be sure, obviously, to direct them there to your community.
Yeah. So Everything you can find on thesavvycommunity.com. That's where you can find a membership and all about me. There's also heathercrabtree.com that you can go to. That was like the first website. And so we have them right now. You can also get into the group there. So if you go to thesavvycommunity.com, you can find the free group. You can also get the roadmap, the Savvy Business Roadmap, for with our 6 checkpoints to your business. And then the Savvy Accelerator, which we're just launching, is savvyaccelerator.com. But you can find it all on heathercrabtree.com too. So
awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, ladies. I love you. I'm super proud of you. And I can't wait to see more of what you guys do.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy-to-customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.